are the only thing that can stop the evil robot who is set on consuming all the good music in the universe. Will you join them on this journey through both time and space? For only together can we track down the Earth.
Well, welcome to the show.
Woo-hoo!
Maddie C and you, you, you. I'm so glad to have both of you on, finally. Officially, yeah. I guess. Yes.
Yeah, so glad to be here.
Thank you. Yeah, likewise. Yes. Thank y'all.
So we're talking about soundtracks or TV and movie related songs in this episode. And I think we all had the same sentiment, like working on it this, you know, for this week's episode was a challenge because there's so many directions you can go with that particular subject. And it, you know, opened up a whole world of ideas for, you know, future episodes or future topics. So greatly appreciate bringing this one to the forefront, and I'm excited to talk to you guys about it because I think you guys are probably like the biggest film / TV buffs I know, like out of the friends group.
I think soundtrack for sure.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, soundtrack for sure, and I do love to center for the two quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, we all do.
We saw a movie last night. Tonight, we're seeing another one tomorrow.
Got that Alamo season pass.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Shout out Alamo. Yeah, please sponsor us, Alamo Draft House.
We love you. I'm a quiet listener.
I can do like screenings at the Alamo.
Oh, we could.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Just rent out the venue.
All the dozens and dozens of our fans.
There are dozens.
There's
of
nothing
us.
Wrong with it. There are dozens of us. Dozens.
At least.
Wow, I just had the most insane, like, very vivid deja vu. Like, definitely, it's like saw this exact moment happening. It's gonna be a good time, guys.
Sound booze. I don't know.
Should I get my singing bowl?
Yeah, absolutely should.
Trying to open
Please,
up. A
that is my favorite there? Strange sound wave. To be honest,
there you go.
Oh, there it is.
Nothing realigns me to center than a hard resonating note.
Yes.
Well, I think you guys know how this works, and I think we can just hop into this if you guys are ready.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Okay.
We got Ocho. Oh, I don't even have my pen and paper ready. Let me get that ready.
Oh, no. Don't forget to bring your strange sound waves pen and pad. This is Space Oddity by David Bowie.
Nice.
With, it looks like a mashup of Kristen Wiig from Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Oh, I love this version.
Ground control, this is such a great movie.
Amen.
The reason this take song is so good is Daydream. Let's put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Question one. Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Stars which actor in the title role? A. Jim Carrey. B. Owen Wilson. C. Ben Stiller. Or D. Will Ferrell.
Hmm.
So Sorry for the clue. Question 2. What is the name of the fictional astronaut character in Space Oddity? A. Major Tom, B. Captain Kirk, C. Commander Shepard, or D.
Captain Kirk!
Yeah. I like all of the references. Okay. Question 3. Who directed The Secret Life of Walter Mitty? Was it A. Ben Stiller, B. Spike Jones, C. Michael Gondry, or D. Charlie Kaufman?
These are great choices. These are awesome.
I mean, they're all like very whimsical directors as far as
very avant-garde. Yeah.
Even D, like, Charlie Kaufman was one of my biggest influences in my life. And he's not a director, but, you know.
Are you thinking of
Andy? I'm sorry, I'm thinking of Andy. I'm sorry. Yeah, not Charlie. Either way, these are all great. Yeah.
Does Ben Stiller direct?
Mm-hmm.
Directs, writes, produces.
He's made a few. Yeah.
Cable Guy. He wrote Cable Guy and directed it, I believe. And I think my spaceship
knows which way to go. Okay. Did he do Tropic Thunder too, or the one with the bowling, like the bowling ball and the
Mystery Man?
Wow.
I don't know. Okay. I may be wrong.
I don't know if he directed Tropic Thunder. Sammy would probably know the answer to that question. But yeah, at least my producer wrote it.
Yeah.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah. So the answers were Ben Stiller, Major Tom, and Ben Stiller.
It was like singing that part, like Major Tom, right when we were like looking at the question.
I know, yeah. Perfect timing. Okay. See you soon.
All right, this is Needle in the Hay from the Royal Tenenbaum soundtrack by Elliot Smith. The reason why the song was picked is vibrant, devastating, dark comedy, and in parentheses, there is a suicide scene trigger warning.
Mm. Yeah, that was a tragic scene.
This song, oh my god.
My heart, right. Man. I love Elliot Smith.
Yeah.
Question 1. Wes Anderson's unique filmmaking style has garnered him a dedicated fan base and critical acclaim. Which of these films is not directed by Wes Anderson? Is it A. Jojo Rabbit, B. Moonrise Kingdom, C. Rushmore, or D. The Darjeeling Limited? Question 2. Elliot Smith was known for his intricate and heartfelt songwriting, and since his death, he has been regarded as one of the most influential artists in indie music. What is the name of his posthumous studio album? Is it A. Roman Candles, B. Either Or, C. From a Basement on the Hill, or D. Figure 8?
Corn. Sometimes I don't know.
Caught in the eye, you're pulling him through. I think I'm like, yeah, which one did I have on repeat? So I found out it was the posthumous album.
This is very Pandora era, like, yeah. For me. It's like it would, that's when I learned who Elliott Smith was, you know? Yeah. So I wasn't really, like, I didn't know, like, the albums. I just knew songs.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's fair.
Okay, so question three. The Royal Tenenbaums features an ensemble cast. Which actor plays the character Royal Tenenbaum? Is it A, Bill Murray, B, Owen Wilson, C, Luke Wilson, or D, Gene Hackman?
Wow.
Shout out Luke Wilson. Accept my wedding invite.
Yeah.
Did he respond yet? Did he RSVP?
We just sent it out last week.
Nice. Walk,
walk, walk.
Four more blocks. Yes, we need a celebrity appearance at this wedding.
Down, downstairs.
He's got a 50. Yes. Perfect. I want to send like follow up letters.
Yeah.
All right. I'll just show up. Is it a P.O. box or an actual address?
It's a like a talent.
I'm still gonna show up.
I'm gonna send them follow-up emails, like circling back on this.
Yeah. per my last email, did you read it?
Just to put this back at the top of your inbox. Yeah. Do I need to speak to a supervisor to get this email?
Is there somebody that can assist me in this situation?
Yeah. Having a lot of trouble doing my work. This work sucks. I want better work to do.
Need a large pharma.
Oh, man.
Exactly. All right, is everybody in? Okay.
All right, the answers are: number one was Jojo Rabbit, was not directed by Wes Anderson. Two is From a Basement on the Hill, and three, it was Gene Hackman played Royal Tenenbaum. I put Bill Murray.
Well, shoot.
Okay. You forgot Gene was in there, sis?
No way. Oh.
It's been a while. I was really high when I watched that. All old white men look the same.
Oh, yeah. Fair.
Not wrong. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. Sounds like something that Earworm would say, though.
Just Slither's like,
oh, why am I not the same? Nice. The Earworm.
Pocket in. Okay, number four.
Number four.
We have a winner.
Like none before. Alright, song four is Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I love this. Okay. So the reason this was picked is Imagination. Wanderlust. And Harry's.
Throwback. 17th century throwback.
Wow.
Which show did not feature an episode based on the Nutcracker? Ooh. Is it A, Tom and Jerry, B, Courage the Cowardly Dog, C, Arthur, or D, the Magic School Bus?
That's a great question.
I know.
Pretty sure I could see an episode about the Nutcracker in my head from like any of these shows.
Absolutely.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm more like intrigued to see the Courage the Cowardly Dog one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I feel that favorite lines up though. I'm not sure about Arthur.
Oh, I don't know though, because they are in school. They probably did a play or something.
Yeah.
DW probably had to like be the swan and was all fucking pissed off because nobody was doing everything, you know, the way she wanted to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Francine.
I've seen
Francine
that one.
A DW.
I just don't remember the Magic School Bus version. Like, When would they have talked about that?
Yeah, that's true.
Which of those? Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, the magic
question two. How did Joukowsky die? Was it A? hurt. B, the cholera. C, pink eye. Or D, he's still alive and lives on the same secret island as Tupac and Elvis.
So Biggie's on a separate island?
Yeah, Biggie had to have his own island.
Fair.
Wouldn't herpes and, like, infection of the eye go, like, hand in hand? Eye in eye?
Yeah, this dude was getting... Yeah, like, this dude was having all of the ass thrown at him. Write us some more, please.
Cheeks clapping the sugar plum fairy.
He's like, you taste so very sweet.
That song was actually written about one of
his. I shall call it you, my sugar plum fairy.
Now you have herpes. Joke's on you.
Yeah. That's how he had to pay for all of his herpes deals from the doctor.
Oh my god.
I gotta write another finger. Question three. What instrument was used to give Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy its distinct sound? Was it A, the glass harp, B, the glockenspiel, C,
the pronunciation,
the celesta, or D, the chimes?
Glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel. That almost sounds like it would be that, just because of
the glocky head.
Yeah.
Yeah. The spiel.
How much glockenspiel he was getting. Yeah.
Spieling all over the place. Spreading his herpes.
Yes, his glocken was spieling.
Spiel.
Damn it.
I knew it was Arthur.
It was Arthur. Crap.
I love Arthur. Hey, it's free.
Yeah.
I didn't get that song stuck in my head.
What you know about that Nick Jr.?
That was a turtle, sir.
What was his name? Frank?
I'm just
Franklin.
Frank?
That was the most underwhelming show every time I ever watched it. It was like... I just like doing shit, man. It's like the Seinfeld.
What, Franklin?
Nick Jr.
Yeah. Franklin?
So Seinfeld of Nick Jr. show.
Like, there's no rhyme or reason here.
They're just doing a bunch of fuck all, dude. Like, they're
just hanging out. Gracie hated that.
All the other shows, like, people are fighting for their lives. Like, Courage the Cowardly Dog is constantly being.
Terrorized,
in,
yeah.
Yeah.
Gracie used to hate the fact that I watch Little
you're
Bear.
You're on Franklin.
Because, man, I love Little Bear.
Oh, dude, Little Bear's different.
Little Bear go hard,
Little Bear's
though.
Different,
yeah,
bro.
See,
I love Little Bear. Dude. That I raised my kids on Little Bear. Like, that was all they
that
watched.
That fucking duck is an idiot, though. That duck's an idiot.
I programmed them. Well, you gotta have the comedic relief in the show. Like, and I don't know. It played out perfectly. They're the perfect ensemble.
It's like a Dill Valley's Winnie the Pooh or something. You know?
Okay.
Wow.
I can see that. Fair.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. Same.
Well, I got Celesta wrong. I feel, not living up to my banner.
I only got one right, so.
What is?
Thought you guys were band nerds.
I know.
Shame.
Who was the ear? Danny
Belton.
I have a cowbell.
Okay.
It's very handy.
Because I got a fever.
It's like it's right here.
The only cure is more cowbell.
Mm-hmm. I really do.
You should have
four. They all have different sounds.
Yeah. This is song 7.
Wow.
Sorry.
I never watched that show.
Film that burger.
It's a great show, y'all.
Sadly.
Because
I've wanted to watch it.
I love Explosions in the Sky, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so this is Your Hand in Mine by Explosions in the Sky. The reason why the song was picked is ephemeral, vast, and forever.
Nailed it.
Question 1. Which album was this song originally on? Was it A, the Friday Night Lights movie soundtrack? B, Your Hand in Mine? C, The Earth is Not a Cold, Dead Place? And D, Friday Night Lights, the TV soundtrack?
Oh no.
This is a trick question.
Yeah. Dang it.
Where are Explosions in the Sky based out of? Is it A, Austin, Midland, and Rockford? B, Midland, Rockford, Odessa? C, Rockford? Or D, Austin and Midland?
Another trick question. What are you, like, my professors over here?
No shit, dude.
You're
diving coffee
someone. I think my number 2 pencil.
Yeah.
You circle in the bubbles. Anything outside the bubbles will now be counted.
Yeah. Fill in the goofy bubble.
Question 3. Which evil should be dead low life tried to use the song on their campaign trail in 2016? Is it A, Orange Julius? B, the Zodiac Killer?
Yes.
C, Zombie Turtle who shat himself on live TV? Or D, Hot Wheels? This fucking question gave it away. Oh my god.
Yeah. Okay, it's the best.
Oh my god.
Fuck all those fuckers.
Wow. Just the visual. Zombie Turtle who shot himself on live TV. Yes. Just like,
that shit was
fucking
wild.
I know exactly who that is.
He stood there.
That was wild. Dude just fucking glitched out for like a whole 20 seconds.
Yeah,
he became Glitch McConnell for like a whole 20 seconds.
Like, oh shit, is it gonna grow? Yes! It's about time!
I know!
Please die.
Please. For the sake of Kentucky.
I don't know who used this on or tried to. Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Oh. That's okay. That's not what I would have guessed. I won't count that.
Change your answer.
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't see
one.
Anything.
I didn't guess that one either.
I got the album.
Oh, I got all of them right. Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do know me some Explosions in the Sky.
The acronym EITS. I was like, the item?
I know.
what are
EITS? EITS. Yeah, it tripped me up for a minute.
Wow.
I glitched. All right.
Love that question.
That was a good one.
Dos. Shout out Austin FC.
Uno, suez, cuatro. Beep, beep, beep,
you
beep,
suck.
Beep. Okay. What is this? Song 5?
Oh my god!
Is this the... okay, I'm not going to say it just in case it's a question.
this is Bob James and a song called Angela.
Dude!
Late night television.
I feel so sick right now. I feel so sick.
That's nasty.
Question 1. Bob James has been sampled in over 1,700 songs, including which of the following? A. Children's Story by Slick Rick. B. Straight Outta Compton by N.W.A. C. Regulate by Warren G and Nate Dogg. Or D. All of the
above. Oh, fuck, you're all of the above.
Still a college professor.
That's a good one, though. That's good.
Question 2. Which renowned music producer discovered Bob James and his band after they won a competition at the Notre Dame Collegiate Jazz Festival in 1962? Was it A. Quincy Jones? B. David Foster? D. Phil Spector, or D. Rick Rubin.
Man, that is such a still iconic festival nowadays. And the New Orleans Jazz Festival. Oof. So good. Mm.
That was
62.
Mm. Mm. That is
my future brother-in-law would know the answer to this question.
Question 3. Bob James recorded a disco version of the theme for which iconic sci-fi movie? Is it A. 2001 A Space Odyssey, B. Close Encounters of the Third Kind, C. Blade Runner, or D. Star Trek The Motion Picture?
Questions like this, like, it's like, go with your first instinct, and 9 times out of 10, as soon as you're right, I didn't go with my first instinct. I fucked up. Yeah.
Oh no.
Now it is. I wonder who picked this one.
I have an idea.
Hold on, I need to smoke
pipe out of my
mad.
Start a jam in the middle.
I'm like, I need an instrument. Start scatting.
Stupid lying. Go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do.
Come and be my baby tonight. Dirty bitch.
Iconic, iconic. Was it Dave too, David? No? Okay.
I forget his last name. Yeah, David from New Orleans. New Orleans.
He's a professional.
I just play one on TV.
No hard cuts. No hard cuts. No wire.
Saving myself the editing trouble later.
used to be one of the rotten ones, and you liked it for that.
What? This is literally one of my favorite
scenes.
Okay, this is Anthems for a 17-year-old Girl by Broken Soulful Scene. The reason why the song was picked: bread, compromise, and growth.
I do love bread.
Teleported back 2 decades. Question one. This song was featured on what soundtrack? Is it A, High Fidelity, B, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, C, The Perks of Being a Wallflower, or D, Juno? Alright, how many members are in Broken Soulful Scene, at least on this album? I was like, that's an interesting question. Okay. Is it A, 5, B, 7, C, 12, or D, 11?
Dozens of us!
I know.
Rest of Development reference for anybody.
I was making a WWE reference with Mankind would satire The Rock, and instead of the millions and millions of fans, he would say his dozens and dozens of fans.
Dozens
and
dozens. Oh no!
Okay, Emily Haynes, the lead vocal here, is the lead singer of what band? Is it A, Hoobastank, B, Metric, C, Feist, or D, Stars?
I think I've seen all of them in concert. Yeah.
Alright, everybody in?
Yeah. All right.
Oh, no.
This was in Scott Pilgrim versus the World. It's 11, and then Metric. I didn't get any of those right.
Yeah, one of those right.
I got the movie wrong. Definitely like sat drunk and cried to the song
is song 6.
Do you love some James
Blake? Song is Hummingbird by James Blake and Metro Boomin. Reason why this song was picked is advancement, future, faking boundaries.
I got speakers right.
Question 1. What artist has Jane Blake not worked with? Is it A, Beyonce, B, Rosalia, C, Jay-Z, or D, Lady Gaga?
guess here.
Question two. The sample at the beginning of the song is Tonight You Belong to Me by Patience and Prudence. What decade was this song released? Ooh. A. 1960. B. 1920. C. 1950. Or D. 1948. What type of subgenre of music did James Blake make that gained him the most fame, yet he is most unrecognized for? Was it A. Reggae step, B. Neo soul, C. Post dubstep, D. Ontology? Actual music.
I'm not gonna credit him with B.
Yeah.
Alright, everybody in?
I'm in.
Okay. It was Lady Gaga. It was 1950. And it was dubstep. Bro was in the dubstep.
I got one right. So this is on the Spider-Man soundtrack. The new one?
Is that?
Are vocals low?
Metro Boomin wants some more.
That's all I can say.
I guess it's the newer one. The one that just recently.
You sneaky sneaks.
Trying to get it here for a year one there, but
it's the fifth one.
It's the third one.
Yeah. Unfair.
This is Loved by the Sun by Tangerine Dream. And the reason why the song was picked is...
Oh, that's actually good. It's in the same key, dude.
Hold on.
Question one. The vocals for this track were provided by progressive rock singer John Anderson, known for his role in which band? Is it A, Rush? B, Yes? C, Genesis? Or D, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer? Question two. Tangerine Dream composed scores for more than 20 films, including which of the following? A. Risky Business. B. Firestarter. C. Thief.
Ash.
Or D. All of the above.
Wait, hold on.
Firestarter. Okay, more.
Okay, I got it. I'm good. You're good.
I'm gonna get gone.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh. Close your eyes.
Don't look.
Question three.
We all get
which acclaimed director collaborated with Tangerine Dream on the soundtrack for the 1985 film Legend? Is it A, Stanley Kubrick? B, Steven Spielberg? C, Michael Mann? Or D, Ridley Scott?
Alright. Alright, everybody in?
I'm in. Alright, the answers. Number one, it's yes. Number two is all of the above. And three is Ridley Scott. Honestly, just looking at the album cover, I was like, that's a Ridley Scott film.
Yeah, I want that tattoo. I've been thinking about my first tattoo lately, and a lot of it is very demonic and satanic.
That's nice.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. On my
ass. That's the
way
tattoo should be.
Literal mark of the beast.
It hurts.
Yeah. Right across my forehead. MAGA. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that concludes the game.
It's a great ending to the game. This is like a credit song.
Give yourself a round of applause for getting through that trivia.
Everybody freeze. In credits.
Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Mid high five.
Yeah.
That's just going to be the rest of this episode. I'm going to let this song play out. Our freeze frame.
It's a good one.
Stand a chance against I, the evil robot. I will consume all the good music until silence becomes normal across the universe. Give up now and save yourself the embarrassment.
Ah.